Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome to another episode of Q in Charge, where we explore the electrifying world of electric vehicles and the infrastructure that powers them. I'm your host, Joe the Q, and today we're diving deep into a topic that's crucial for the future of EVs in the United States. What initiatives our government should or could take up for the development and expansion of EV charging infrastructure? What change could be foreseen or expected with government change this year? Buckle up, because this episode is packed with information, insights, and a look at what's on the horizon for EV enthusiasts and the industry alike. As the demand for electric vehicles grows in the U.S., so does the need for a robust, safe, fast public charging network. I started our podcast almost the same with this EV infrastructure on growing demand, but it is happening daily. Every day we have some new demands and needs in this field. The world's industry is shifting in front of our eyes. Unfortunately, the U.S. is currently trailing behind other major countries in this regard. According to S&P Global Mobility, as of January 2023, there were only about 160,000 EV chargers across the U.S. At the moment, we've achieved 180,000 machines nationwide. But is it enough? Of course not. It was a joke. To put this in perspective, China boasts over 4 million chargers, and Europe has around 480,000. This stark contrast highlights the urgency for the U.S. to accelerate the development of its EV charging infrastructure. To meet the rising demand, analysts project that the U.S. will need an additional 1.3 million chargers, including more than 300,000 fast chargers, by 2030. This is a monumental task, and it requires a concerted effort from both the public and private sectors. Let's break down what's being done and what needs to be done to achieve this goal. One of the key players stepping up to this challenge is BP. Last year, BP announced a plan to invest $1 billion in U.S. EV charging infrastructure by 2030 through its EV charging business, BP Pulse. The company aims to build high-speed chargers at high-demand locations, including airports, major metropolitan areas, and BP-branded sites like the recently acquired Travel Centers of America, which operates 300 locations across 44 states. BP's investment is a significant step forward, but it's not just about private sector investment. The U.S. government is also playing a crucial role by offering incentives and tax credits to support the development of EV charging infrastructure. However, despite these efforts, numerous regulatory obstacles that hinder the rapid expansion of EV charging stations across the country still need to be overcome. To overcome these challenges, some essential policies must be implemented to accelerate EV charging nationwide. Let's take a closer look at each of these policies, their potential impact, and how they influence the industry. First, it is paramount to ensure that utilities and power grids are prepared for increased EV charging. Of course, power availability is necessary for the rollout of EV chargers. Therefore, the most critical market and regulated activity interface is supporting cost-effective and timely grid connections with regulatory standards that will accelerate EV charging deployment. Here's an example for you, my listeners. Utilities are struggling to have the electrical supplies needed to implement the system, such as transformers. Pad mount transformers take a very long time to get, in some cases even over a year. Pole transformers are easier to get, but they do not all qualify for use depending on the system build. So sometimes we are restricted on what we can use due to the codes and regulations or simply internal utilities mandates and policies that do not make any logic or sense. In some instances, utility cities, fire departments, and the NEC have conflicting regulations and requirements. So how do we satisfy all four departments if they cannot get on the same wagon? Utilities, sir, considerable interest should be in making it easier and faster to streamline this infrastructure since that is their bread and butter. So make it happen. So let us go on with this BP development and the future of EVs. On April 2, 2024, BP opened the doors to its first BP Pulse Giga Hub in the U.S. at BP America headquarters in Houston, Texas. This marks a significant milestone, but it's just the beginning. To support regulatory efforts in this space, it is crucial to work with utility companies to create comprehensive and accurate energy load and capital requirements forecasts. This will ensure that the increased demand for EV charging can be met. But at the same time, utilities need to find a better way to solve the issues of energy delivery, timelines, and willingness to cooperate. Here's another example recently that came to my attention. One company that is currently working with the Oncor utility in Texas, where the utility is so uncooperative. I am wondering if that is only on the bottom level or if it is on the top levels of management too. The company was simply asking for a pole-mounted transformer since it could be delivered in 1 week instead of a pad-mounted transformer, which takes 33 weeks of wait time. Reasoning for them to ask this is mandatory, quote, and quote, is that they are harmonics that are bleeding back into the electrical system from the chargers. The installing company asked for the harmonic details and restrictions from Oncor, and even after 45 days, they still have not given the harmonic information or the official policy from Oncor that is a must-have pad-mounted transformer. So why do they not want to share information on harmonic? My opinion is that that company would prove them wrong, but all this delay would be unnecessary if it could be done in a week with available materials and speed-tracked infrastructure expansions. But hey, this is the reality every day in this industry, but let us continue to the following policy or standardization that can have influence. Second, energizing or flipping the switch to provide power to EV charging stations must be standardized and transparent. EV charging providers need confidence that their stations will be powered on schedule and within budget to effectively meet consumer demands. This is very important since customers can be impatient and they will always blame a person or a company in front of them regardless of whether the fault is not with them. The third policy involves streamlining permitting and zoning processes. Efficient permitting and zoning are essential for building out EV charging stations. States can expedite and simplify this process by delegating responsibilities to entities that adhere to industry permitting best practices, establishing explicit criteria for expedited review requests, and setting clear timelines for the review and approval process. Revisiting zoning laws and regulations can also accelerate EV charging projects approval. EV projects should align with existing zoning regulations and not require particular review or approval when possible and appropriate. Updating zoning laws to permit charging stations with proportionate community engagement is especially important in locations where EV charging is most needed. So let me give you extra shine on this. In most cases, getting the permits needed is not that complicated. It all depends on the municipality. In smaller towns and cities, permits can be pulled on the same day, but it needs to be done in person. But there are cases where the wait time can go over 6 months due to some small bureaucratic requirement as a written letter on paper. But in the real world, it has no real value or impact, but someone will follow that written word to the teeth and create delays. Hostile environment and stressful situation to all that believe in this industry and want to be in it. There is also online permitting in most metropolis areas, but wait times are longer than when done in person. This is a paradox. Online should have been faster than in person. Before we get it going on, a word from our sponsor. There are so many questions and uncertainty, but it is all achievable just find the right partners that will provide that help. One of them is QCharge. Simply visit www.qcharge123.com. So we suggest you simply download their app today, QCharge. Powering your journey one charge at a time. Let us continue where we stop. The next policy is standardization for all EV charging connectors. There are three widely adopted connectors, the CCS, the NAC, SEIO, or Tesla connector. CHAdeMO, while CCS was the first type of dock developed by European automakers, NACS has been increasingly adopted within the US, with most significant automakers announcing they would use it starting in 2025. Tesla's creation of the Magic Dock, which works with both CCS and Next EV receptors, exemplifies the importance of standardization. This is essential to BP's $100 million purchase agreement for Tesla's ultra-fast chargers. Standardizing all widely utilized connectors will enhance safety and customer convenience, and it's a goal we must continue to pursue. But wait, Elon just fired 14,000 employees, including his fast charging networking department. Yeah, so what will this mean for this deal in the long run? Time will show. The last policy should focus on protecting consumers and employees at EV charging stations, establishing uniform minimum safety standards for EV charging at gasoline stations. BP is committed to adhering to the highest safety standards as a company with extensive experience in safely operating locations that offer gasoline and EV charging. Our internal safety protocols, which center on consumer safety, are as stringent as global industry standards, and in some cases even more rigorous. Us regulators must develop uniform safety standards to protect consumers and employees, ensuring their confidence in the safety of EV charging. Just to add on this, if you remember from my past episodes, fire suppression systems will play a crucial role in all these safety and fire-related issues and how to control them not to spread if they happen, especially to the gas stations. Don't forget, the solution is out there. There are systems like this already, and QCharge has already implemented them for the DC and AC chargers. That system is also universal, so it can fit into any other unit out there. Just hit them up and see how they can help. Incentivizing EV charger rollout with transport energy regulations is also crucial. BP supports the reward of EV charging under low carbon fuel standards, LCFS, as seen in California, capacity crediting under an LCFS, which supports the deployment of zero emission vehicle infrastructure, provides targeted regulatory support to EV charging infrastructure investment. Now, let's shift gears for a moment and discuss the potential impact of political changes on EV initiatives. Former President Donald Trump has made it clear that if he returns to office, he plans to dismantle many of President Biden's EV initiatives. This includes removing EV incentives and increasing tariffs, which could significantly impact the EV market. Trump's support for the gasoline industry is evident, and he has vowed to ensure the security of their businesses. This stance could slow the progress of EV adoption and infrastructure development in the U.S., making it even more critical for the current administration and private sector to push forward with their plans. This would not only hurt the U.S. economy, as it is already hurting enough, but instead, as a successful businessman, to find and fine-tune a solution, because all that will happen is that we will just fall even further back with the tech race and sustainability. Look, I am not against Trump, but do I agree with everything that he is saying and proposing? Certainly not. But do I believe he is more sane than the entire current government of the U.S.? Definitely yes. In conclusion, the road to a fully developed EV charging infrastructure in the U.S. is long and challenging, but the journey is well underway. With significant investments from companies like BP and many other believers, supportive government policies, and a focus on essential areas such as grid preparation, permitting, standardization, and safety, we can accelerate the development of EV charging infrastructure. The transition to electric vehicles is not just about adopting new technology. It's about building a sustainable future for generations to come. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Q in Charge. I hope you found this discussion informative and inspiring. As always, stay charged and keep driving towards a green future. Until next time, I'm Joe the Q. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. For more updates and discussions on the latest EV technology and infrastructure, follow us on social media and check out our website. Be sure. See you in the next episode.